Hello everyone and welcome to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends, as we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode. I'm Michael, and I don't mean to brag, but I've seen Friends over a million times.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I have not seen Friends.
Wowzer!
It's what makes our podcast real, Michael.
Think of the countless hours you've saved not watching this over and over and over again.
I have watched other episodes of other shows over and over again.
And also the time that you've wasted, you have spent talking about the episodes that you have seen. So it's almost like you've seen three times as many episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right.
When you put it like that, this podcast is quite the waste of time. We just finished watching the one with Ross's sandwich. And we were left licking our lips at the possibility of what this sandwich could be.
I wasn't sure if it was going to be, like, him in the middle of something. Like, he's in a sand... Like, I don't know. Like, he's the cheese.
You thought he was going to have a three-way?
No, not like that. Like, in a situation.
Where he like was, like,
stuck in a...
ATM vestibule with Joe Goodacre?
I don't know. I just thought that maybe it would be something not so on the nose. But no, really, we're talking about a fucking sandwich.
Mm-hmm. And now you know what a moist maker Stop is all about.
Now.
This is going to be tough for you, isn't it?
You don't need to say it. You can tell everyone now why we're not going to say those things and go forward.
I think it's your business to tell.
I don't like the word. A lot of people don't like it, the M word, the M-O-I-S-T word. We're not going to say it. It makes me physically cringe. And when Ross describes the sandwich, he says, there's bread soaked in gravy, which is in the middle of the sandwich, and that's the M maker. Now we all know, and we're done.
Well, I wish it were that simple, Elizabeth, but I am first and foremost a journalist, and I take my job very seriously, and my job is reporting the facts of the episode.
Well, what's interesting is that I just reported the fact ahead of time, so when we get to it, people already know what I'm saying.
Well, if people join the podcast midway through, they might not know what we're referring to.
Who does that? Who's like, I'm going to put this episode on, but you know what? Let me start like 20 minutes in.
People just arrive to it late and they're like, oh.
When you arrive to it late, it's not like a you show know. You got tickets for. Like, you can start it from the beginning.
Well, I think you need to face your fears.
No, it's not fear. Honestly, I'm not afraid of the word.
We watched all those episodes of The Great British Bake Off and I honestly thought that would get you over the hump with this.
I will never get over it. It's disgusting. No, it's just so disgusting. And we don't need to say it. And that's on you. So I appreciate that you're not saying it. It's really nice of you. All right, thanks. So let's get on to Bamboozled, shall we?
Well, one thing that we'll never get over is your ineptitude at answering Friends trivia. So that leads us on to the classic game.
Oh, you draw something, Michael.
The Sweep of the Nation, fuck you. Good old-fashioned hearty game of Bamboozled.
Bamboozled.
It's the game of Friends Trivia where we ask five questions to Elizabeth, mark her score at five, and invite you to play along at home and tweet us at FriendsPod with your score. If you score higher than Elizabeth, you will get a shout-out on the show and praised forever. But if you score lower or even equal, you will be shamed. Not gonna lie, we're recording back-to-back episodes, so people might have bamboozled you from the last episode, but we just don't know yet.
Probably not.
But you can still tweet us at FriendsPod or at any time. If you're listening to this in like the year 2026 and the show is long over and presumably one of us has passed away, please tweet me and let me know that that you bamboozled Elizabeth back in season 5, episode 9.
Are you going to kill me?
That might be the final episode. It would be for you. Okay, what'd you get?
I got a present.
For me?
Yes, for you.
What is it?
That I want to share while we're on the air.
Is it a moist maker?
Stop it! I wasn't going to do this, but I'm doing it now.
Oh boy, this is quite the surprise. Interrupting Bamboozled, leaving them on a cliffhanger. What you got? He's like smuggled something under your top. What is this?
Gonna reach for it.
What the hell? It's a jar, and it says, Friends, I'll be there for you, because you're there for me, too. Oh, it's a candle!
What does it smell like, Michael?
coffee.
Like we're in Central Park.
Oh my god, what? Where did you obtain this?
Doesn't matter.
Really? Can we light it?
Yes, of all course. Right.
Okay.
I think going forward, every time we record, we should light the Friends candle.
It's like lighting the torch of Gondor to summon the riders of Rohan.
Ready?
You ever lit a candle before? How sweet. This is nice. It's a lovely... I'll take a picture of this and stick it on our Instagram, because we are on Instagram, by searching for Friends Pod. And you will find us there. We post show notes and fun little Friends things. So if you want to see this fun little Friends candle that Elizabeth has gifted me live on air, then that's where you can find it. Thanks, Elizabeth. That was very nice of you.
You're welcome.
I got nothing for you. Apart from 5 challenging trivia questions.
I couldn't wait. I was going to wait till the end, but I couldn't. So bamboozle me. Here we go.
All right, question one. You remember the episode, the one where no one's ready?
I remember.
Classic episode. Joey and Chandler, you might recall, get into a bit of an argument, and it kind of culminates in Joey putting on all of Chandler's clothes.
Yes.
What were they arguing about initially?
Cleaning.
Final answer?
Well, when you say that, it makes me think I shouldn't be my final answer, but I have nothing.
Well, it was about a chair in the apartment. Joey took Chandler's chair when he went to the bathroom, and they started arguing.
Okay, never would have got that, so fine, okay. Good. Wrong.
I mean, Chandler didn't call 5s, so, you know, it is what it is. Okay, question 2. In season 2, Joey and Chandler babysat Ben, and they left him somewhere. Where did they leave him?
In their apartment?
No.
I don't know. Oh, the bus!
The bus!
I got it, I just
They
came
left
to
him
me.
On the bus. Do you remember the classic bit of them running down
yes.
the street carrying all
the bus,
this stuff?
The bus, the bus, the bus.
They were busy talking to Caroline in the city.
Ah.
Who, funnily enough, like I read up on this recently, that was apparently, it was like Leah Thompson, and apparently she was playing her character from Caroline in the City. So I don't know if like earlier, like in an episode of Caroline in the City, she was like, I was talking to these 2 guys on the bus with their baby. Like, I don't know. But apparently she was playing her character from that sitcom. Did you ever watch Caroline in the City?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's great. So good. Classic. Classic sitcom. Question 3. What was the name of the guy that moved in with Chandler after Joey moved out?
I can picture him, but I don't know his name.
You don't know his name?
You know I'm not good at names.
Oh, I know.
Chad.
No.
Ralph.
No.
Ted.
Closer.
Fred.
No.
Theodore.
You're gonna stumble Teddy. Across it. Oh, you're so close. You're really close
Freddy.
With that one. No, slightly further away.
Stevie.
Getting way colder.
Freddy. Teddy.
Go back. Yep, okay, so that's your closest one so far.
Kenny.
Oh my god, no. That was a big leap.
Andy.
No.
I don't know. Tony.
No. Well, if you had said the dog of Martin Crane from Frasier, I might have given you a half a point, but unfortunately, it was Eddie.
I can't believe I didn't think of that.
I know.
When I was what rhymes with Teddy? Betty, Weddy,
You just had to drop a letter. Tragic. You got 1 out of 3 so far.
Yeah.
Okay, this one, there's 3 correct answers. I'll give you a point if you can give me 2.
Oh, boy.
When Ben was being born, who was locked in the broom closet? And because I'm going to give you 3 guesses, and you just have to get 2 of them right.
Can you tell me how many?
There's 3 people in the broom closet. I'm going to let you guess 3, and if you get 2 of them right, you'll get a point.
Ross.
Correct.
Rachel.
Incorrect. Fuck.
Joey.
Incorrect.
Fuck! I'm sorry, I shouted everyone. It was loud.
You're breaking people's ears. It was
Phoebe and Chandler.
It was Ross, it was Phoebe, and it was Susan.
Oh.
Ross and Susan were arguing, and Phoebe like pulled them into a broom closet to kind of make the peace, and then they got locked in. Tough break.
I did bad.
You got one more.
Hey, I really went off the charts with the sound there.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
Yeah. Question 5. What is significant about the date October 20th for Ross? That may seem impossible, but there is literally only one episode where, like, they reference what day it is, and Ross, like, makes a big deal out of it.
Is he sad when he makes a big deal out of it?
Yeah. But that doesn't narrow it down.
I don't know, that was his wedding date with Carol 2.0?
Well, you're on the right track.
His anniversary?
On the right track.
When Ben was born?
It was an anniversary of some such.
When Ben was born?
No.
When he first had sex.
Yes.
Indeed. Oh, that took way too long for me to get there.
I'll give you half a point.
I am stinking it up. I can smell me from here.
You got 1.5.
Okay, that's bad.
Yeah,
real bad.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not great. But you know, maybe someone did worse.
I blame it on the wine.
Blame it on the.
It's true. I'm getting real different this episode.
Alright, so on to the one with Ross's sandwich. First aired the 10th of December, so we had a little, like, almost a month off from the 19th of November, a couple of weeks off. How many people watched it, do you think? From the 23.9 of the Thanksgiving episode.
24.3.
I'll say 24.
Ugh.
And the correct answer is 23 million.
Yikes, they're going down.
Elizabeth, is America falling out of love with Friends?
You know what? They might be. They might just be over it. They're like, shit, this has been going on for 5 years. I'm done.
Well, something that America is falling in love with is the fact that I'm kicking your ass in our ratings
Woo!
Game. 6-3.
I just want to remind you, Michael, that I got you a present.
It's the same score that Real Madrid beat Frankfurt in the European Cup final back in the 1950s.
A present, Michael. I got you a present.
Mm-hmm.
How many things have you gotten me on this podcast?
Lots of fans and supporters and people sending you nice things.
People send me nice things?
Like well wishes.
Hey, if I don't get them because I'm not on the Twitters.
I pass them on to you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This episode opens with Phoebe. The whole gang's in Monica and Rachel's apartment. Like always.
Totes.
Phoebe's sitting on the couches. Everyone else is like sitting at the table. Monica's shitty kitchen area. Phoebe's sitting on something.
Yeah, what's she sitting on, Michael?
Pants.
Or pants.
As you call them in this country, underwear.
Underwear. Now, they are whitey tighties to the max.
But they're like gray.
Well, yeah, they presumably have been worn and used and washed.
Isn't it tidy whiteys?
What did I say?
Whitey tighties.
You know what? I kind of like tidy whiteys.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
Wait, whitey tighties. Oh, crap. Oh, I don't know. You know goodness. What? Any of them could be.
My question, like, Phoebe must be like some sort of fairy tale princess that she felt that underwear under those cushions.
Like the Princess and the Pea.
Yes, that was
don't
the
Don't you know that?
That was literally the reference I was making. But, like, I could be sitting on a mound of underwear right now, and the chances are I am, and I wouldn't even know it.
Should we check?
I think it's better not to know.
Okay.
But, yeah, she pulls out, and she's like, ah, what the hell? And everyone's like, what the fuck? And Ross is like, they're not mine. And then, like, Chandler and Monica are sort of looking at Joey desperately. So Joey's like, yes, they're mine. And they're like, what the fuck, Joey? What are you doing, mate? And Joey's like, I'm Joey. I'm disgusting. I leave my underwear in people's places. And then he has to, like, grab them. And he's kind of grossed out because they're not his.
Yeah.
And then he, like, pulls Chandler aside and he, like, yells at him because he's mad that he has to cover for it. And he's like, you have to come clean. We're not doing this. And then he, like, talks about... And then Monica comes in and she's like, thank you. And he's like, no, it's not okay. I had to shave my legs because Rachel found a razor in my bathroom.
Her razor. Monica's razor.
Well, a razor.
No, I said your razor in my bathroom.
Right, but Rachel didn't know it was Monica's razor.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
He said, she found your razor in my bathroom.
Yes, but to Rachel, it was just a woman's razor. It wasn't like, hey, what's Monica's razor doing in here? She was just like, Joey, why do you have a woman's razor in the bathroom?
Well, we didn't really know because we weren't there for that conversation.
I guess we weren't. But he basically had to shave his legs to cover. And he managed to get around his ankles. That's a tough spot.
It is. And the knees.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, because you can cut yourself really easily around those spots.
Mm. So Joey's like, oh, I can only keep covering if you try harder. And they're like, the relationship's going great, and we think it's because people don't know. So keep your mouth shut, basically. So Joey's gonna keep keeping the secret.
Good for him.
He's doing well. Do you think you would have kept the secret this long?
I mean, I wouldn't like to be made a fool of in the process, but if my friends asked me to keep the secret and had maybe a goal of telling them at some point, I'd be like, fine.
You'd tell one person.
What do you mean?
I mean, you would be like, I'll keep it a secret, but you'd tell one person.
I would maybe tell
someone.
So
you keeping a secret is telling one person.
The thing is, I would probably tell someone that had nothing to do with them, so they would never get back to them.
Who are you going to tell? Gunther?
So Michael thinks I can't keep a secret.
Yeah, I don't. Nah.
Wow. I kept that present a secret.
You did. That's true.
I've had it for months.
I bet you told the audience you snuck it into the recordings.
I did not. No? Because you edited it and you would have heard it.
No, you could have snuck it in there.
No, I don't know how to do that.
All right. Anyway, the episode opens. Phoebe is taking a literature class, and she has to read Wuthering Heights. Rachel thinks this sounds like fun. She wants to get involved, and Phoebe's like, yay, we can go to class together, hooray. And Rachel's like, I read that book already, so I can just come along to the class. It's going to be great. I think what Phoebe really needs is a book club rather than a literature class.
Well, she did say that she never finished high school, so she wants to, you know, have a class and try really hard and do well in it, you know.
Well, as we'll discuss later, I don't think she's getting anything out of this class that you wouldn't get from a book club.
I suppose.
Anyway, we then get the arrival of... Hi. Mopey Ross arrives. What's wrong with him this week?
Somebody at work ate his sandwich out of the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's really bad.
That's real bad.
It's one thing if you mix up your food with someone else's. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know what you bring.
Yeah.
You don't just eat whatever looks good. Oh, my God.
I had somebody drink my kombucha once at work, and I was furious.
Did you put your initials on it?
I didn't, but I wasn't the only one that drank kombucha, but I was the only one that had the ginger flavor that day, and I went to drink it, and it was gone, and I was so mad.
I'm really sorry.
So mad.
Are you okay? Are you going to be all right?
I'll be fine.
Okay.
He's furious, and he's yelling, because life is shit for Ross right now. He's like, that was the one good thing in my life, and everyone's like, that's really fucking sad.
Yep, again, he mentions, oh, my eviction, my divorce.
He's 30, and he's been divorced twice.
Yeah.
And he's facing eviction, and someone ate his sandwich. Monica offers to give her Thanksgiving stuff. By the way, this is now December 10th. We're talking like 3 weeks after Thanksgiving. You need to throw those leftovers away.
It's probably not very good for you at this
point. No, they were doing you a favor. If you want to find out who did it, Ross, just look at who's looking kind of peakish with food poisoning at work.
But I guess it's implied that it was like the 29th or something, 27th of November for Thanksgiving, and then this might be a week later.
Yes.
So it would perhaps. Like a week is pushing it, but it's not as bad as what it actually is December 10th here. Yeah.
So Ross is like, oh, thank you for offering your stuff. But then he just gets mad again. He's like, I can't believe someone ate it. I left a note and everything. And Phoebe was like, Phoebe has some advice for him. He's like, if you want to protect your stuff, you have to scare people. So Phoebe writes him like a second note. I don't know what he's going to, is he going to like leave the note on the fridge? Because he can't really like put it back where his sandwich was. So he's just going to like tape it up like a passive aggressive note.
Probably. Okay. Or on the next food he brings, like the next lunch he brings.
Yeah. And everyone's like, whoa, Phoebe, you're a badass.
Phoebe had to fend for herself while she was on the street, yeah. So no one would take her food.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what it said on the note.
No, we don't. But then Phoebe talks about stabbing a cop, and everyone's like, what the fuck, Phoebe? She's like, he stabbed me first.
Jesus. Yeah, she's lived a life.
We are then at the literature class. Phoebe is already sitting there. You noted her outfit choice.
Oh my God, it's like a schoolgirl. She has the pigtails, the high socks, the skirt, the button down that's cut low.
No, and a, I don't think it's quite low. Yes,
and a scarf around her neck.
Is she? Well, she never got to go to high school.
Oh, it's like Britney Spears in Oops, I Did It Again.
She never got to go to high school in a porno film, so she's making up for lost time.
That's true. She didn't go to high school in a porno film.
Rachel comes in. She's late. She didn't read the book. She asks Phoebe what it's all about. Phoebe fills her in. Have you read Wuthering Heights?
No.
No?
No. Hmm. Have you?
No. I've seen the movie, directed by Andrea Arnold.
I have not seen the movie either.
Cinematography by Robbie Robertson. Very good.
Wow, where'd you pull that one out of?
Oh, he's just one of my favorite cinematographers.
Gotcha.
So Phoebe kind of fills her in and is like, oh, there's symbolism and blah, 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 blah. And then, sure enough, Rachel gets called on by the teacher straight away. And the teacher's like, Rachel, what did you think of the book? And she's like, there was symbolism. And the teacher was like, my goodness, how did you ever come up with that? And you're just like, come on now. What the fuck? You are a teacher, sir. And you are giving her props for saying that a book had symbolism.
Well, she did specify.
A novel had symbolism. She specified. Are you kidding? Oh, I can't wait for her insights into Animal Farm next week.
He specified the symbolism, which was exactly what Phoebe said.
Yeah.
So Phoebe was pissed. You know, the professor was excited. Phoebe was mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's implied that, you know, she read it in high school, but only read the beginning of it. So she didn't really know.
But honestly, she was like, the rugged moors symbolize Heathcliff's rugged, like, personality. And the teacher was just like, my God, how did you ever come up with that? And you're just like, what the fuck?
I mean, it has to be up to top. It's a sitcom. It's not real.
I know.
It's not real.
But they could have tried a little harder. Like, the people that write the show are presumably, like, know a thing or two about literature.
Should we write them? Do you think it would matter at this point? With all of our notes?
We can just tweet them.
All right, we'll tweet them. We can
just tweet them. So, yeah, Rachel steals Phoebe's, like, notes on it, yeah, basically. And then the guy calls on Phoebe, and the guy's like, Phoebe, what did you think? And Phoebe was just like, lots of things that I cannot answer right now. And she's made to look like an idiot.
Basically. I don't know why she didn't just say something else. Like, she's read the whole thing. Why doesn't she just say, look, I thought this part was poignant because, well, you know, just, like, make something up.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, yes, Rachel stole her big thing, but if you read the entire book and your only thought was that, then, like, you're struggling in that class then, if that's your only thought from the whole book. So she could have been like, well, I agree a lot. Like, you gotta learn how to blag. You go like,
true.
I agree a lot with what Rachel just said, and then maybe build on the point.
Right.
Because you gave Rachel, like, a snapshot of what you thought of it.
Yeah.
But, well, Phoebe never went to school. You know, we can't hold that against her.
Right.
She's a bit of a dullard.
Wrong. Take that back. You take it back.
I take it back. She's sharp. For someone that never had a high school education, she's sharp. She's sharp for anyone, actually. That's patronizing. Ross comes in. He's very happy because Phoebe's mean note worked. Everyone at work is now afraid of him. And they've got a little nickname for him.
Mental Ross.
Mental Geller, actually.
Let me do it again. Mental Geller.
Yeah. Which, could be a good nickname. Could also be, like, a worrying nickname.
Hey, I'm Mental Geller. Hey, guys.
But, like, Ross is kind of losing it in this scene. He's sort of like, people, like, are showing me respect and doing my work. And he's, like, all wild-eyed and, like, rabid almost.
Well, you know what? He probably should have gotten that respect in the workplace to begin with. Everyone should. The fact that he's like, wow, this is great because I've scared them, is just kind of showing how our society works.
Yeah.
Like, you have to scare people in order to get stuff done or things done that you'd like them to be, you know, in the way that you want. Like, it's kind of sad.
But then Monica makes, like, a little funny comment, and he, like, snaps at her, and then he tries to get Joy's coffee, and Joy just pushes him over.
Yes.
Because Joy's not taking that shit. At this scene, you were also, had something to say about Joy's, sweatshirt choice.
Oh my god, it's awful.
Well, can you describe, I don't think I can describe it.
Okay. It's a very tight, long-sleeve sweater, or jumper, for our UK friends. It is, like a crisscross pattern. The base of it is, like, a grayish-black, and then it has a, gosh, what is the color? Like a reddish purple going the crisscrosses. and the arms are more prominent crisscross than the chest and the back. And it's a turtleneck.
It wasn't a turtleneck.
It was a
turtleneck. It wasn't a turtleneck. It
was a turtleneck. And Michael's like, I'd wear that.
I thought it was quite good. If it was a turtleneck, it was like a half turtleneck then. It didn't go all the way up his neck.
Right. But it was horrific.
I thought it was quite, like, it almost looked like that sort of, like, mermaid fabric. It looks as if you could brush your hand across it and it would, like, change design a little bit.
Don't speak ill of those. I love them very much. I wasn't speaking ill of it. But it was nothing like that. Okay.
No, I know it wasn't like it wasn't sequenced or anything, but it did look like it almost looked like felt or like some other kind of material that you could like run your hand across and it
like suede.
Yeah, it kind of looked suedey.
It was awful.
I think what I liked most about it is it was actually quite flattering to his physique. I thought his arms looked pretty good, and I thought
that's like, the part I disagree with. It was so tight that I thought it made him look like he had a belly.
Well, he's a larger gentleman, but like his arms.
Not.
He's a bigger boned dude.
Oh, I totally disagree.
He likes his food.
I totally disagree. Okay. I think he's very proportionate.
I thought his arms looked good. Maybe I was just drawn to the arms. I thought his arms looked good.
Okay. Yeah, you
know. We then cut to Joey, who is on a date. He's in the hallway with an attractive young lady. And they're like, oh, do you want to come? He's like, do you want to come in? She's like, sure. And so he goes to go into the apartment, and you can hear the keys jingling in the lock. And then we cut to in the apartment, where Monica and Chandler are having a very outlandish, sexy time.
Yeah, you know, they're just kind of like making out and stuff, but they're in, Monica's in sort of like a lingerie, Chandler's just maybe in his boxers, and they're on a blanket on the living room floor, and there's candles all around in the apartment and around them.
And a lot of cushions, by the looks of it. A
lot of cushions, like some pillows and stuff. And so they hear the jingling of the door and the keys in the door, and they just kind of run into Chandler's room.
This is a very kind of like cavalier attitude to have for people that are trying to hide their relationship.
Yeah.
Joey knows about this relationship. Ross does not. And let us not forget that Ross is also living with them.
Right. So if Ross had come in, it'd be pretty bad.
Yeah.
But also, why not just use Chandler's room to do your sexy time?
Yeah.
When you close the door.
And when you've promised you're going to try and be more careful.
Yeah.
When you've promised him. Anyway, he comes in. The date is like, oh, candles. Did you like those before you went out? And then she sees like the camera tripod. Did we say there was a camera tripod?
Yeah, you said there was a camera.
There's a camera tripod set up. And
she freaks out.
She's like, oh my God, you're going to record us having sex?
On the first date?
Yep. And so she storms off. As she storms off, Rachel is like walking by and she overhears everything and she like gives Joey a hard time. She's like, Jesus, Joey, you fucking pervert.
Yeah.
Which is a bit harsh, but also, you know, Joey, you reap what you sow, my friend.
Yeah.
And you've lived the cavalier life of a shagger for 5 seasons now. And it's, you know, that's what people think of you.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't think he would ever assume anyone would want to be videotaped while having sex on the first date. Like, maybe someone is going to sleep with him on the first date, but not being videotaped.
If this show was happening now, I feel like he'd be caught up in the hashtag Me Too movement.
Maybe.
So, yeah. Joey is furious again. He's removed his jacket. Like, we get a cutscene, basically. And Joey is furious at Monica Chandler. He's removed his jacket to show his awesome long-sleeved half-turtleneck. And he's yelling at them, and he's like, I'm just going to tell them. I'm going to tell them all that you guys are doing it, because I am looking really bad out of this.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
They manage to talk him out of that. He gives them props for taping it. What's your opinion on taping yourselves in compromising positions?
It's not really for me.
No. I don't really get the appeal. Like, when are you going to sit down and watch it?
Like, again? Yeah, let's sit down. Let's get our glass of champagne and our chips and dip and put it in the VCR. And
like, is the thought that you'll play it while you're doing it at another time?
Or would you just watch it and be like, oh my God, look at that. I feel like I'd be embarrassed. Like, I'd have to perform a certain way.
Oh, yeah.
In order to look the best. If not, you'd watch it and be like, wow, that's really not a flattering angle, or oh, I sound like an idiot, or my face, like, it would just...
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I can't imagine why that would, like, I can think of loads of things that could go wrong with that if you just have, like, that tape or that lying around or that, like, video on your phone.
Right.
But I can't really think of any good that would come out of it.
Maybe they, like, get off on the idea of knowing that they're being taped. That could be used for something at some point. You know, it could just be the... I mean, they could delete it right after, but knowing that they're being videotaped in the moment could be something.
I mean, if you have a explanation, and by you, I mean our dear listeners, at FriendsPod, we would like to hear from you sick perverts, whom we love dearly. We then cut to Ross at work, looking very smug, because he's like, yeah, I'm a badass. And then a gentleman who we've never seen before, but we're going to assume is a supervisor.
Yeah.
Sits down, and he's basically being reprimanded. They're like, we're kind of worried about your aggressive behavior. We think you should see a psychologist.
A psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist, I do apologize. Ross, like, goes to explain. He's like, oh, I left that note because someone ate my sandwich. And he, like, goes into big detail about the sandwich. He's like, oh, you know, my sister makes these awesome leftover sandwiches. She even soaks a bit of bread.
You don't need to say what it's called because I've already explained it.
She soaks a bit of bread in gravy, puts it in the middle of the sandwich, calls it the moist maker. That's what she calls it. That's what he calls it. And he's just, like, that's his explanation. And the boss at this point is sort of like, oh, well, this is embarrassing. I think I ate that sandwich. I'm like, why? He's like, oh, it was a simple mistake. It could happen to anyone. It's like, no, it couldn't.
He's like, yeah. Did you have a sandwich that was similar? A turkey sandwich in that way? He's like, well, no.
So it's not a simple mistake.
No, it's not. You went in there, saw it, thought it looked good,
and ate it. Yeah, you're just like, well, I want that. And I'm sure whoever wants it doesn't care that much.
So. And he even said that he noticed the dumb note that Ross had on it, yet still ate it. And then, which is the worst... The supervisor's like, oh, you know, if it really means that much to you, it's probably still left in the trash. And he's like, Ross is like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you know, it was really big and I couldn't finish most of it, so I had to throw it away.
But the thing is, like, why would that make him feel better? He's like, oh, if it makes you feel better, it's probably still in my trash. It's like, well, why would that make you feel better?
Like, you wasted most of it, where Ross probably could have finished the whole thing.
You could have just cut a little bit off and wrapped it all up and eaten what you wanted, and maybe you wouldn't have noticed.
I don't know.
So Ross yells at him, basically. And it does this... It's a very overused, like, trope in sitcoms and cartoons when someone yells and it's like, my sandwich! And then it cuts to, like, outside the building and it's like, my sandwich! And then, like, it cuts again and you see, like, birds flying away. It's like, my sandwich!
Car horns go off type thing.
I'm amazed that they didn't, like, then pan back to, like, a citywide view of New York and like this, it shakes a little bit like my sandwich.
Yeah, you've seen that a lot.
Yeah, they showed a little bit of restraint in that, so good for them. Back in the literature class, Rachel needs more help. This time it's Jane Eyre. Ever read Jane Eyre?
Nope.
Is that the Mad Woman in the Attic book?
I have not read it.
Don't know.
Have you read it?
No, I've read The Wide Sargasso Sea, which I think is the follow-up to it.
We are uncultured swines.
Well, I've read one of them.
We are uncultured swines.
And Phoebe's like, all right, I'll tell you what it's about. And she tells her it's about cyborgs. Jane Eyre is a cyborg. So she's feeding her false information. So the teacher comes in again and is like, Rachel, my star student, who unlocked the mysteries of Wuthering Heights, please enlighten us with your interpretations of Jane Eyre. And she's like, well, it was very ahead of its time. And the guy's like, if you're talking about feminism, you're right. And you think, oh, she's got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't stop there. She then starts talking about robots.
You know what? If a professor had said that, would have been like, yes, the feminism. For her to be like, well, yeah, but also all the robots.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you be like, oh, shit. Like, definitely it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Phoebe's just laughing.
She is. We then have Chandler and Monica at Central Perk. Where's Gunther? We have not seen Gunther in a couple of episodes.
Well, no. He's been in both episodes with his back turned here and there.
Not good enough.
I know. He hasn't had a line, but he's been in Central Perk. Okay. Both episodes, I've noticed.
Okay. Good. Well, at least he's still in work.
Mm-hmm.
Monica has a sexy photo for Chandler. Sexy Polaroid.
A naked photo of her.
Long before the days of dick pics.
Mm. She did a full frontal, I presume.
Who took it?
Maybe she put a timer?
On a Polaroid?
Maybe it's a close-up of her chesticles.
Maybe. All right.
I just said the word chesticles.
I heard it.
Maybe I should change that.
No, too late.
Okay.
Ross comes in eating what I would call candy floss and what you would call...
cotton candy.
Indeed. And he's acting all goofy.
Yeah, I thought he was drunk.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, I have rage issues and I had to speak to a psychologist.
Psychiatrist.
My bad.
It's okay.
They're making him take a leave of absence. And he got mad and yelled again, so they gave him a sedative and he took it.
And I just want to point out that he refers to it as a tranquilizer.
Okay.
And you more accurately just said a sedative.
Right.
They do not give tranquilizers, they give sedatives.
Oh no, he turned Red Ross and they had to like dart him. Like an escaped bear from the zoo.
No, they probably gave him a mild sedative, but it maybe was too high of a dosage. So he's all kind of loopy. He's just kind of smiling, walking around with a cotton candy, and he's like, hi.
But he doesn't care about his sandwich anymore.
He does not.
Rachel is mortified at being embarrassed in the class. Phoebe finds it very funny. Rachel's like, what the fuck? I thought this was just a fun thing we were going to do together. And Phoebe was like, it is, but I wanted to learn because I never got to go to school. And Rachel was like, I just thought you wanted to have fun. So, and then she's like, you know what who you should go with? And then we get like a hard cut to Monica in class being like, I know the answer. So great.
Yeah, Monica's stick in the mud.
Mm-hmm. Joey returns to his apartment with a bucket of chicken. And he finds the sexy picture of Monica.
Yes, was it on the floor? Did it drop out of something?
Well, like, I mean, we don't see it, but we can only assume. So he's enjoying that, just staring at it and ogling it.
Well, he's more surprised. He's not really ogling.
Is he not like,
Well, a little bit, but I think he's more shocked that he's seeing her in this way.
But Rachel, again, straight up creeping, like lurking in the background, just kind of looks over his shoulder and sees the picture, and she freaks out. She seems to think that Joey has a peephole.
Yes.
He's
in,
like,
in their apartment that he's spying on both of them, taking pictures of it.
It's a reverse Porky's situation. Actually, it's a correct way around Porky's situation. And the whole gang appears. Like, Rachel is, like, basically sounding the alarm and, like, rallying the villagers. Because all of a sudden, like, everybody's in the apartment.
Yeah.
Like, Ross, Phoebe, Monica Chandler all appear. And they're like, what's going on here? And they're just like, Joey has pictures. And Joey's like, well... he has to like explain something, and again, like Chandler and Monica are sort of like, please.
Yeah.
So he's just like, okay, I slept with Monica.
And the whole gang is like, what?
Yep.
The fuck.
He's like, I slept with Monica in London, and like everything that's happened since then is her being a perv towards me. Like she stole his underwear and she set up the camera to like entice Joey. All the while, so Monica's looking terrible. All the while, Chandler coming out of this scot-free.
Yeah.
Good for him. Do you think at this point the gang might guess?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Because it's always like, there's still like, Monica's like wincing and Chandler's like putting his hands on her shoulders to like comfort. They wouldn't just be like, wait a minute.
Oh, it's a sitcom. No? Of course not.
Fine. Ross is like, this isn't helping with my rage, as he pops some pills. Someone darts him again.
Good, let's talk about addiction.
And then Monica does the sort of, like Joey did earlier, where it's like, I'm Monica. I'm a sex addict. I'm
disgusting.
I'm disgusting. Yeah. And yeah, that's the episode. It ends with Phoebe in her class and the class like talking with her classmates, and they're like, God, that Monica chick's the worst. And Phoebe's like, I know, I hate her. And Monica comes like running in and is like, oh, we're getting a test, hooray. And
I convinced like, him to give us a right. test.
And the episode ends. And that was the one with Ross's sandwich. What did you make of that?
It was all right.
All right? Only all right? Why only all right?
I haven't been laughing as much as normal.
No?
So I give it a 7.
A 7?
Yes.
Okay. Here's my thing. I think that's in my top 5.
Whoa!
Of what we've watched so far. I really...
Oh my God.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. Like, we're over 100 episodes in. I thought that was great all the way through. I thought the Joy shit was good. Like, that, I'm Joy, I'm disgusting. Ross just, like, completely losing his mind was rough.
I oh my God. Top, in your top five?
I think so, yeah. I wow. Like, I was, like, grinning all the way through. I thought it was good stuff.
Wow.
Like, the M maker.
Yes, thank
that's,
you.
For... That's classic Friends right there. Ross's aww. Sandwich. Ross going mad over his sandwich. Aw, man. That's...
Yeah, there's so many references maybe I will get now in the world mm-hmm. that I never got before.
Mm-hmm. More turkey, Mr. Chandler.
I will look for that.
Yep.
This Thanksgiving.
Next time someone offers you turkey, if they say it in a funny voice and call you Mr. Chandler.
4 months. I will look for that.
Okay. Can't wait. So yeah, I thought it was great. Top episode right there. I'm being positive here. That was good. All right.
Great.
Yep. 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 Looking forward to the next one.
Yeah. Which is what?
The next one is called Season 5, Episode 10, The One with the Inappropriate Sister.
Hmm.
What could that be about?
One of Joey's?
I guess. I mean, that's the safest bet, seeing as he's got like 7 of them. Or Monica could be
the sister of Ross.
Oh, good grief. Well, we've talked about their inappropriate relationship many a time on this show.
I know.
Maybe Ross is popping too many of those goofy pills.
God, no.
Well, look, it's been a great episode. A top five for me. I got a candle. This place smells like Central Perk. Like, I'm top of the world right now. I get to say the word moist.
Oh, no.
I mean, what could be better? Can't nothing. Wait to talk about the next one with you. Thank you all very much for listening to this episode of Friends Till the End with Michael and Elizabeth. You can catch us on the Twitters at FriendsPod. We are over on Instagram where we post our show notes and other funny observations about Friends. You can check us out on Patreon if you want to sling a couple of bucks our way to help support the show. Our first 10 patrons will receive a free mystery gift in the mail as long as all the... along with all the other goodies listed all over on there. Please check us out on iTunes and other places you get podcasts. Leave us a nice friendly rating and review. Subscribe, all that good stuff. And of course, tell a friend. Word of mouth is a great way to help us reach a larger audience. Elizabeth,
mm-hmm.
I'm off to read Jane Eyre.
I will read Wuthering Heights and we will check back with one another.
All right, look out for those rugged moors. I want to hear all about the symbolism.
Look out for the cyborgs.